sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget.
News, I'm Brian Clark. The nation's waiting for Supreme Court rulings on a series of major cases dealing with everything from abortion to whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington says two federal judges in Missouri and Kansas temporarily blocked the Biden administration's student loan debt relief plans.
Both of the judges were Obama appointees, and both found the administration exceeded its authority by trying to enact the relief without congressional authorization. These programs were more narrowly targeted than the massive debt forgiveness plan struck down last year by the Supreme Court.
Israel's Supreme Court ruled unanimously ultra-Orthodox men are not exempt from the country's military draft that could endanger Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government. And the NTSB holding a hearing in Ohio on last year's train derailment in East Palestine, confirming a trackside detector failed 20 miles from the derailment that should have caught elevated temperatures in a rail car piece that was on fire. This is ABC News. Closing arguments underway in the case of a Massachusetts woman, Karen Reed, who's accused of killing her boyfriend, police officer John O'Keefe.
Prosecutors argue after a night of drinking and fighting, January of 2022, Reed intentionally hit O'Keefe with her SUV and left him to die in the snow in Canton, Massachusetts. During the trial, lawyers showed text messages revealing possible trouble in their relationship and played this police dash cam of Reed at the scene.
She kept saying, this is all my fault, this is my fault, I did this.
But the defense claims Reed is being framed in a police cover-up, saying O'Keefe was beaten and attacked by a dog inside the home of another Boston police officer.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And major music labels, including Universal, Warner, and Sony Music Groups, are suing two AI song-generating companies for copyright infringement. The AI companies accused of stealing artists' work to train their models. Neither company's publicly revealed its training method. Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and lower 50s here in the overnight. There could be one or two showers developing late tonight. That activity persisting into your Wednesday morning. And then sunshine breaking out with highs in the lower 70s. Dry for Thursday and middle 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press. And the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's
neither drink nor drug induced. No, I'm just doing all right, and it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Still right. can't get over the duet that Nate Smith did at the ACM Awards with Avril Lavigne when he did that song. If you missed it, the video is up online. I think they should put it out for radio airplay, because if you haven't heard it, I think you're going to dig it. Carrie Underwood creating, well, felonies right now.
Probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot a whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know.
Out, there's a recall right now on Ford trucks. I think it's the F-150, about 550,000 vehicles can jump downshift into the first gear at any moment, no matter how fast it's going. So Ford issued that recall. If you got one of those, you better look into it.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. Don't miss out. On Wednesday, June 26th, the Jubilee Band will be playing a selection of oldies, Christian, and pretty much a mix of everything at Chrysler Park for Wednesday Night Live. Featuring friends and family of the Eater family from Glidden, each member brings years of musical experience. Don't miss out at Chrysler Park for Wednesday Night Live in Park Falls at 6 p.m. on June 26th.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Big hits from big stars like
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Q-Country.com.
a little Hank, little Drake, a little something bumping, thumb thumping on the wheel ride. The mix in our drinks a little stronger than you think, so get a grip, take a sip of that feel ride. Truck's jacked up, flat bills flip back, yeah, you can find us where the party's at.
Matthew. Love you again. Here's a cool story. Six sisters from Missouri are now joint record holders for having the highest combined age of six living siblings. The youngest, 88 years old. The oldest, 101. Their combined age, 571 years old. So, wonder if they'll get a plaque that they got to share. Hopefully they don't, like, pass it around every year, because I'm sure they ain't all going to make it that long.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy in lower 50s here in the overnight. There could be one or two showers developing late tonight. That activity persisting into your Wednesday morning. And then sunshine breaking out with highs in the lower 70s. Dry for Thursday and middle 70s. Currently 56 degrees.
AQ Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Yeah.
stunning fire and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend of the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks.
Getting tipsy. It's a bar song. He just announced a North American tour coming up here later on this year. He's only got about a handful of dates, maybe 8 or 10 or something like that, if you want to get out and see him. So he's talking about drinking, but some people like to take part in the devil's lettuce. It isn't good for you. No, it's not good for you. A 22-year-old woman in Canada found out the hard way. She started using weed at 14, and then she had some severe cannabis hypermesis syndrome. Yeah. Basically, one day, she started coughing really bad, and then she vomited, and then she had a heart attack from it. And doctors declared her brain dead from smoking weed. So don't smoke weed.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier, thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's blueberry eye supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's blueberry eye supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Download our app.
It's Appalicious.
And listen on your phone anytime, anywhere.
And now it's available for everyone.
98Q Country.
Cut your hair.
the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
He had when he had it. And I- myself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
They came in thinking top dollar till that old cotton crop fell.